BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're not on this week, we're back next week, but here's some good bits from yesteryear. Right, so it feels like the whole world's going to Glastonbury at the moment. They're not, obviously, but it just feels like it when you're on Twitter. It's a bit like when everyone was going to Coachella in LA. Now, no one was, really, but on Twitter it makes it feel like every celeb is going and every person is going.
Well, it's because everyone who is going to tweet about it, aren't they?
But most of us, like us, aren't going to Glastonbury. But it can feel like everyone is, and you can sometimes get a bit of FOMO, but a fear of missing out.
How does it work with Glastonbury? When do the artists arrive there?
Well, here's the thing. Like, we're getting loads of texts from people saying, oh, we're stuck in traffic on the way there now. But I don't think the artists arrive yet, do they? Well, it's a bit odd that like the whole place is overtaken by people, but no actual stars as yet.
Well, surely it's one of those things as well, that everyone goes there, there's loads of traffic, but the artists just avoid the traffic, don't they? Don't they just come along later?
They just come later. Well, by then, everyone's there, I think. But as you know, at these things, like any festival, like Big Weekend, rumours start flying around about who's been seen where. And this will happen at Glastonbury like it does every year. So I would quite like to... we've done this kind of thing before. I'd quite like to maybe call up one of the local businesses in the Glastonbury area.
Yes.
And you're going to do that.
Well, normally, yeah, I was... It's always me who does these at the moment. Is this not something that you...
Yes, but I've decided that today I would quite like to chip in.
Okay.
This could be part of what I said earlier about me absolutely losing it this week. But, like, I don't want you to be on your own. So what, like...
So how does this work exactly? So
okay. Okay, we're going to think of someone who is appearing at Glastonbury this weekend, who's a massive star. Try and think up a few demands, right? And then... But I will also chip in.
Right, so I have to ring representing a client or something like that.
And then I can be the client.
Right, okay.
So, for instance, I could be, I don't know, Kanye West or something.
Okay.
Right, so you'll be on the phone to the people.
With your demands.
Yeah, and I'll just go in the background. And let's work out who it's going to be after Leanne LaHavis. But I'd quite like to get involved today. Because it's all, you're right, it's always you doing it. Mm. I'd quite like to be part of it too.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Mills here. Right, so you're going to make this call to a local business in Glastonbury. In front of me, I have a selection of local businesses. And you're going to be my PA. But you don't know what celebrity I'm going to be yet.
Okay.
It's someone that will be at Glastonbury.
And you have demands.
Mm-hmm. So I'll just be shipping in the background, if that's all right.
And are you going to tell
see how
me
you
who
cope with
be?
It?
Hmm? And who are you going to be?
Oh, I'm going to tell you in a minute. So, bakery, do we think?
Okay.
Could be good. Hairdressers, but we've called hairdressers a lot, to be fair. Oh, this is good. Fish shop. Yeah, so maybe just order me a load of fish.
Okay.
At the weekend.
Okay, right. Okay. And you're going to chip in as...
Yes, I've got a lot of demands.
And I represent you.
I'm calling a number now. Are we calling it? Yeah, we are. I'm going to be Kim Kardashian in the background.
And you're going to put on a voice or...
Let's see what happens.
Okay.
Ready?
Ready.
I'm going to maybe put a little voice changer on it.
Okay,
it won't be my normal voice.
Let's crack on.
Okay, here we go.
Hello, can I help?
Hello.
Hi, can I help?
Yeah, hello. I'm looking for help. It's regarding a client that I represent who's involved in a music festival this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We're sorting her backstage requirements at the moment.
Right.
You know what music festival it is?
Yeah.
Glastonbury.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's called.
Sorry, Kim, your voice is ridiculous.
Why didn't you carry on with the call?
She gone. What was that? What was going on with your voice? That's the strangest voice ever.
We could have carried on with that.
They're never going to believe that's Kim Kardashian.
I did tell you I wasn't feeling myself this week.
That was so... I did not expect that.
This is maybe the stupidest thing I've ever done. And that's saying something.
That went wrong.
Okay, I've got another... You know what to expect now,
I know
though,
what
right?
to... I think brace for that.
Yeah. Okay, so I've got another fish shop in Glastonbury area, you ready?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to change my voice again. Come back out, this is the worst thing I've ever done on the radio, or I don't know. Anyway, are you ready?
Ready.
Afternoon, the Philip Show.
Hello, I was wondering if you could help me.
Yeah.
There's a big event going on in your area this weekend.
Not Glastonbury.
Yeah, it's Glastonbury.
That's the one.
Right.
I represent a very high-profile celebrity who's the wife of a performer this weekend.
Right, OK.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to the fish people. She's got certain requirements for her backstage area.
Right.
And one thing she's requiring is a large quantity of fish.
OK.
I was wondering if this would be something that you could potentially help with.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure we could. Yeah, yeah. When's it for? On which day?
It would be Saturday.
Right, yeah, yeah. OK. What sort of things did you need?
Well, what kind of fish have you got?
We do everything. We do everything. We do a lot of different types, really, to be
Tell
honest.
Tell them I hate haddock.
My client hates haddock. Is that going to be a problem?
Yeah, no, that's fine. We do all different types, to be quite honest.
I want the... They have, like, these fingers of fish.
Okay, so my client is interested in, like, the fingers of fish. I think she means the fish fingers.
Like fish fingers, yeah. You can buy them in the shops around it, but we could do some, like...
I tell them I want them freshly made.
Yeah, yeah, we could do some, like, fresh ones, I'm sure.
Yeah, my client is insisting that she has fresh fish fingers.
Yeah, of course, yeah, yeah. Breadcrumbs coated?
Pardon me?
Coated with breadcrumbs?
Yeah.
She'd love it coated with breadcrumbs.
Right, OK. I'll just get the page out a minute on my diary.
Right.
How many sort of... Obviously, we're a fresh fish counter. Would you mean you would want us to prep them and then would you be able to cook, like, heat them up on site?
I want them brought to me. Just bring them to me cooked.
My client's a very easygoing lady.
Right.
So, I mean, she's happy to have them presented however you'd want, really.
Right, OK. But you want them brought to you cooked? Would you want them brought to you, or could you have anyone pick them up?
Kim, would you like fish fingers cooked, or cook them yourself?
I'm not cooking anything myself. Don't be ridiculous.
My client says thank you, but she'd rather not cook herself.
Right, well, yeah, I'm sure we can do
something. Seriously, I need to get another PA.
My client's a very sort of accommodating person. If we were to, say, be able to get hold of, say, 200 fingers of fish...
Yeah.
Freshly breaded.
Right.
Not cod.
Not cod. Is that going to be an issue?
Yeah,
I told you before, I hate cod!
But you want 200.
Right.
Right.
200, so they're not cod fish fingers. Kim, any idea what...
Seriously, if it's cod, I'm going to walk out.
No, it won't be cod. It definitely won't be cod.
Yeah, my client, as I said, is a very easygoing person. She, but she'd prefer not to have... cod fish fingers.
We could range for anything, really. You said not haddock either, didn't you?
Tell them I hate haddock.
She's not that fond on haddock.
No, that's fine. We could arrange something else. We do lots of different types, to be honest. Whether it be pollock whiting or anything like that.
I want scampi. That's it's cute. They have it in the UK. Scampi. Ask for scampi immediately.
I can sort scampi.
Yeah, my client's just asked me if you would be able to do scampi.
Yeah, we would be able to.
I know she's a big fan of scampi.
Right. We'd be able to do... We do scampi as it is. Obviously, anything is, like, the scampi we do, bringing it to you, we're a little while away, it would need heating up in an oven of some sort.
That's hot.
For 15, 20 minutes.
My client says that's hot, which is a good thing.
Right, OK, yeah. OK. All right. We'd definitely be able to do that.
I'll go back and speak to my client about that, because obviously I don't want you to order loads of food unnecessarily.
Okay, that's fine.
So I'll go back to her, speak to her husband as well, because he's going to foot the bill.
Okay.
He hates fish.
He hates fish as well.
Okay.
My client says, I shouldn't have said that. And and we'll get back to you if this is something that we're going to move forward with.
Yeah, please do.
But thank you so much for your help.
Okay, no worries.
All right then.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much. Bye then.
Bye.
Yes. I finally get to do the Kim Kardashian impression that I do at home all the time.
What was that?
On national radio.
That, honestly, the most off-putting thing I think I've ever heard. Incredible.
Tell him I hate haddock. No? Okay, everyone's going, why didn't you warn us that this would be really cringe? Well, I enjoyed it.
It sounds like something that you do in private.
Yes,
like
I do.
Kardashian impression. It sounds
I
like
do.
A well-rehearsed. Also, that's not a catchphrase, is it?
No, sorry, that's hot. That was Paris Hilton, wasn't it?
Right.
Wrong one. That's hot. Okay, but at least we didn't order the fish.
Yeah.
So that's good. Well, I might do that more often where you're just my PA and I just chip in occasionally. I've got a massive repertoire. The Scott Mills Daily.